Caesars launches mobile sports betting at Harrah's, Mississippi. Visitors to the Harrah's Gulf Coast Hotel and Casino in Mississippi can now enjoy mobile sports betting during their stay. Caesars Entertainment announced that it has launched its Caesars Sportsbook Mississippi app for guests at Harrah's Gulf Coast. The mobile app is designed to complement the retail sportsbook at the venue, which has been open since 2018, and provide bettors a more convenient way to wager. Rewards for mobile bettors. Those who use the Caesars Sportsbook Mississippi app will be able to enjoy the benefits of the Caesars Rewards loyalty scheme. Each bet placed earns points, and these can later be exchanged for Caesars experiences, bonus cash, and more. Quote, "The launch of our Caesars Sportsbook mobile app at Harrah's Gulf Coast is a game-changer for sports fans who visit the world-class destination. Enhancing the fan experience remains a key focus for us across jurisdictions where we operate. Bringing mobile wagering online in Mississippi builds on that. We look forward to providing an elevated and responsible sports wagering experience to our Biloxi customers going forward." Eric Heshen, Caesars Digital President. Hope for expanded mobile betting. At present, those in Mississippi may only bet from their mobiles while inside a casino that has a partnership with a licensed live online casino. However, in January, Bill HB 774 was introduced, and it has the potential to allow mobile betting anywhere within the state. The bill allows for 26 licenses, which must be linked to land casinos in the state, and it sets tax at a minimum of 12%. Tax would be calculated based upon a sliding scale, with operators that do less business paying less tax. However, the bill is currently in limbo. It passed the House on the 1st of February, then moved to the Senate on the 5th of February. It was assigned to the Gaming Committee on the 27th of February. Tuesday, the 2nd of April, was the last day on which a committee could pass out a bill that did not originate in its chamber. Therefore, to keep the bill alive, the Mississippi Senate Gaming Committee had a two-minute meeting on the 2nd of April. There is still a chance the bill will make progress. However, today, the 11th of April, is the deadline for the full Senate to act on non-revenue bills that originated in the House.